With 2 weeks to go before Election Day, the candidates for the White House tackled foreign policy, among other things, in their third and final debate.
And joining us live this morning, the moderator from last night's debate, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation. Bob, congratulations. Things went pretty well for, as far as the moderator went anyway.
Well, I thought I came away from it feeling pretty good about it. This is about the candidates, these debates, and there's been so much attention focused on the moderators. I was just determined that this was going to be their debate and that, you know, what I was trying to do was to give people a better sense of who these men were and why they have taken the positions they've taken and what it was that they thought the campaign was about. One of the takeaways is it's pretty clear. They still think it's about the economy because whenever they had the chance, and especially Governor Romney, he tried to steer the questions toward economic issues. So that in itself was instructive to me.
Right. You say the moderators have been the focus, but you did have to kind of get them back on track as they made this an issue, a debate not about foreign policy, but about domestic issues.
Yeah, and you know, every so often, since that's what they wanted to talk about, I wanted to make sure they, you know, they got the chance to make the points that they wanted to make. But I also wanted to draw out the contrasts, their positions on foreign policy. And the thing you kind of come away from that feeling is they're really pretty close on a lot of this stuff. And, you know, the other thing that as I was kind of getting ready for this debate and I was, you know, asking these questions last night, these are really hard issues. These are questions that sometimes there are no good answers. I mean, you know, if we leave Afghanistan, certain things are going to happen. But if we don't leave, certain things are going to happen. I mean, is it worth the blood and the treasure to stay there, or is that something we have to do for our own security? You're not going to get a, you know, true-false answer on most of these things, and I thought we got a good chance to air those things out last night.
Were you surprised that Libya wasn't mentioned more?
Well, I mean, it was the first question right out of the box when I said, when I asked Governor Romney, I said that you have suggested that this is an example of a Mideast policy that's unraveling before our eyes. I was a little bit surprised that he didn't come on harder against President Obama on that. But it was pretty clear the president was quite ready to take him on that and the other issues. President, I thought, was very focused. I thought they were both quite good last night.
And you did get them both on the record saying that they love teachers, so that could really come back to bite them come the election.
Well, my sister is a retired school teacher, so I was glad to see a bipartisan agreement on that. You know what I really wish is there could be a bipartisan agreement on we got to do something about the schools in this country. Quite frankly, I asked them last night, you know, what did they consider one of the main threats to our national security? Mm-hmm. One of the main threats, I think, is the state of our school system. It's our first line of defense. You know, we don't want to risk losing through ignorance what we have won through blood, sweat, and tears down through the years. And I don't think there's anybody in America who would could say that they're totally proud of our school system today. I'd love to have an hour and a half debate on what we can do to get the schools in this country up to where they ought to be.
Well, it was a good debate last night, and Bob, congratulations. Nicely done.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, guys.
All right. Bob Schieffer with us.